The parish where I grew up and where my dad's family has been since the parish started 165 years ago is St. Mary's in Appleton. And the official title is St. Mary of the Seven Dolors. And as kids, we never knew what seven dolors meant. We guessed it had something to do with money. The word dolor is not a misspelling of dollar, but dolor means sorrow. And so St. Mary of the Seven Dolors is Our Lady of Sorrows, or the Sorrowful Mother. And September 15th is her feast day. The sisters across the street, the Sisters of the Sorrowful Mother, have her as their patroness. The Feast of Our Lady of Sorrows, September 15th, comes one day after yesterday, September 14th, or the Feast of the Exaltation or Triumph of the Cross. Even though we don't celebrate those feasts this year on Saturday night or today on Sunday, because Sunday takes precedence, those two feasts help us understand our gospel today. Jesus spent 3 years with his disciples. He was with them for most of every single day of those 3 years. He spent all that time with them so that they could get to know him well, knowing that after he returned to the Father in heaven, they would be strong in their relationship with him and be able to help others to come to know who he is as well. And so this exchange in the gospel today is significant. In the account of the same interaction in the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus uses this moment to found the church on the faith of Peter. Today's account from the Gospel of Mark doesn't have that part, but still, this is a pivotal conversation. Jesus follows up the question, "Who do people say that I am?" by teaching them about the cross. He tells them how he must suffer greatly and be rejected and then killed before rising on the third day. He goes further and tells the disciples that if they want to follow him, they must deny themselves and take up their cross to follow him. And when Peter objects, Jesus tells Peter he needs to think as God thinks, not as humans do. And that takes us back to the cross and the sorrowful mother. As followers of Jesus, we do not run away from the cross. As followers of Jesus, we come to know who Jesus is most fully at the crucifixion. Even though almost everyone else ran away as Jesus was on the cross, his mother remained there at the foot of the cross, along with St. John, representing the church. Mary was there with the church as Jesus gave his life. And that is why we do not shy away from the cross. It is on the cross that Jesus shows us the meaning of sacrificial love. It's on the cross that Jesus shows us how to overcome sin and evil and hatred. It's on the cross that Jesus shows us how to trust in God the Father, who would raise him on the third day. And that's why the night before he died, Jesus gave us the gift of the Eucharist. He tied the Eucharist to the cross, because both are the same sacrificial gift of himself. If we want to get to know Jesus, we need to be with him at the cross. If we want to think like God thinks, we need to learn from the cross that it is in giving and sacrificing that we love. That's why we have a crucifix present as we pray at the altar at Mass. While the cross itself is important, it is Jesus' gift of himself that makes the cross important. And that's why we as Catholics prefer a crucifix to a cross. We do not want to let go of the sacrifice, that ultimate gift of love. Meditating on the crucifix helps us to know Jesus in a much deeper way, and why it's so helpful to have a crucifix in important parts in our home. That's why also in our Catholic churches, we are usually surrounded by the Stations of the Cross, as we are here. At Mass, in the Eucharist, the Lord is present in a very real way in the sacrificial offering of himself, just as he did on the cross. Mary, Our Lady of Sorrows, reminds us to be present here with him. And that is why we are here, to be with Jesus, to come to know him more deeply, to desire to think like he thinks, and to love as he loves. The more we are here at Mass with him, gathered together as his disciples, the more his saving work continues to have impact on our lives. And if it impacts us, it then impacts our world. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.